Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio as he does at this time each week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Why, hello there, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mike, but I still don't know last week's challenge.
In which I said, start with the phrase scout camp. Add a letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell a word for a type of car. What is the word?
Well, I'm stumped.
Well, if you add a B, you can spell the word subcompact.
Oh.
All right, Ian, on August 5th, 1914, the first electric traffic light was installed in Cleveland, Ohio. Developed by Lester Wire, a policeman in Salt Lake City, Utah, the signal at the corner of East 105th Street and Euclid Avenue had red and green lights and a buzzer that indicated a color change was coming. Some 6 years later, the first four-way, three-color traffic signal was built in Detroit, Michigan. To commemorate the installation of the first traffic light, this week each correct answer will contain either the word red or green.
Okay, cool.
In the four major American sports leagues, the NHL, the NBA, the NFL, and MLB, all the teams with the word red in their name have it as part of their nickname. The only team with the word green in their name has it as part of their city. What team is it?
Packers.
That's right, the Green Bay Packers. The teams with the word red in their name are the Detroit Red Wings and the Boston Red Sox. I guess you could count the Cincinnati Reds. You could also talk about a certain football team in Washington if you wanted to, but...
But no one wants to.
That's pretty much it. By what name do we know a militia formed in the 1760s and led by Ethan Allen to protect a territory once known as the New Hampshire Grants, which later became the state of Vermont, from New York, which was given legal control of the land by the British Crown?
Those were the Green Mountain Boys.
They were indeed. And the present-day Vermont Air National Guard and the Vermont Army National Guard both use the original Green Mountain Boys flag. Frequently confused with a similar but distinct character in Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, who explains the rules of chess to Alice in Through the Looking Glass, and later morphs into Alice's pet cat as Alice awakens herself from her dream? The character in Alice's Adventures in Wonderland has the word hearts in her name.
Oh, the Queen of Hearts?
Yes, yeah, so the one that gets confused with, that fits the category.
Is it the Red Queen?
It's the Red Queen, that's correct. Often cited as one of the first customer loyalty programs, what items were distributed by the S&H Company and offered by merchants to customers as bonuses for making purchases, and which could be redeemed for items from the S&H catalog once a sufficient amount of them had been pasted into collector's booklets?
I really have no idea.
This might be one where
you... Is this like a green sticker or something?
You're very close. They were called green what?
I don't know. Green stamps?
They were called green stamps. And finally... While the earliest written version of the story dates to the 17th century, what fairy tale may have been told some three centuries earlier in different versions, one with a title that translates to The False Grandmother?
Little Red Riding Hood.
That's very good, yes. And in the 17th century French version, the wolf eats Little Red Riding Hood, which is different than the one we all know or are more familiar with. And the moral of that was, quote, from this story, one learns that children, especially young lasses, pretty, courteous, and well-bred, do very wrong to listen to strangers.
Wow, very moralistic.
Why don't you go to your computer right now and send us a note, quiz@wamc.org.
Or if you haven't read this week's questions, you can go to wamc.org/anyquestions, where you can also find some extra credit and this week's challenge. Mike?
I'm green with envy over that pun. Start with the phrase, traffic signal. Change one letter to an E, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase for what you might do to remove marks from a wall. What is the phrase?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then.